7. Should the names or photos of juvenile criminals be made public? Yes. 1. Serious juvenile offenders' identities should be made public, as it will serve as an effective deterrent to similar crimes. 2. For the sake of public safety, it is legitimate to publicize the names and photos of the juvenile criminals who have committed felonies such as murder, arson, and rape. No. 1. It won't make any difference in crime prevention and eradication, but it's more likely to produce those copycats who just want to be in the spotlight. 2. It will discourage juvenile criminals from reforming and growing into law-abiding good citizens. 8. The pros and cons of ban on cigarette advertisements. Pros. 1. The existence of cigarette advertisements makes people less concerned about health risks posed by smoking. 2. Harmful effects of cigarettes on the public health have been scientifically proved. Cons. 1. Since cigarettes are legally bought and sold, banning cigarette ads goes against the spirit of freedom of expression and restricts freedom of choice. 2. Health risk warnings against smoking prominently stamped on cigarettes rule out the need for the proposed ban. 9. The pros and cons of regulations on the Internet. Pros. 1. It is necessary to prevent vulnerable children from viewing harmful websites that encourage suicide and illegal drug use. 2. It will prevent inflammatory comments such as racially offensive terms and defamation of others from being posted on the Internet. 3. It will serve as effective countermeasures against the leakage of individual and confidential information. 4. Self-regulation is not enough to eliminate illegal and harmful contents on the Internet. Cons. 1. Governmental regulations will undermine freedom of expression, one of the greatest benefits of the Internet that promotes exchange of opinions. 2. Since people living in free countries have the right to access information with certain regulations already implemented, the rest should be left to individual users' discretion. 3. Parents should be responsible for restricting their children's access to illegal and obscene sites and protecting them from harmful information. 4. Government control will undermine economic activity stimulated by the Internet that allows people to start business with low initial investment. 5. Regulations on the Internet are ineffective as they will be circumvented by people who find loopholes or create a black market.